we can help inform people's choices around what to watch and be that sort of trusted advisor rather than perhaps, you know, a commercial outlet.
So Constellation allows me to navigate through all this data, but what do you do that I don't get lost?
What you can never tell before you start this process is, will they get the concept?
Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Alles ist Film, Everything is Film, the podcast by DFF. My name is Anne Hemmerling. I support the DFF as a freelance creator of content for the Constellation 2.0 project and other projects as well. Our podcast today is going to be very, very technical because I am talking with Lucy and Sam from ACME, the Museum for Screen Culture at Melbourne. They are very much involved in the designing and coding process of the Constellation app that will be available in 2024. And we feel we need to talk about the technical stuff because it's a very, very important part of the project. We are at the first floor of the DFF Museum. We are standing in the entrance area of our permanent exhibition, so it might be a little loud in the background. I'm here with Lucy and Sam from ACME. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. You're from Melbourne. Our listeners might already know, well, Melbourne is the city where our partner museum ACME is located. You are from ACME and you're working with the DFF for the current Constellation project. I am looking at QR codes. What are these?
Yeah, so we have two QR codes set up around the museum for our user testing, which we started this week with the audiences of DFF. And one QR code leads visitors to our prototype, which is like our kind of early version of what the Constellation experience might be, which is what this project is all doing. And then the second QR code is the questionnaire form. So once people have had a play around with the prototype, looked at some constellations, looked at some objects, collected some things, shared some things that they like, we ask them what their experience was like so that we can get greater knowledge into what real people find out about it, and it helps us make updates.
What happens when I scan the QR code? A page is opening that asks me what kind of movie fan I am. So, of course, horror. I also like drama, and I'm into film and photo techniques. Okay. It's in German. Will there be an English version as well in the future?
Yes, there definitely will be. So users will be able to choose between English and German.
All right. So, continue. Do I like Matrix? Yes. Do you like a hoverboard? I don't know. Say no, there's a picture of David Bowie. I say yeah, I like David Bowie. I'm a film freak. I'm a movie freak. Right. So what does this tell me that I'm a movie freak?
So this is something to help you onboard into the experience. Mm-hmm. And it, I guess, gives us a little bit of information about what you like and then how we might customize your experience based on what you've told us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's quite typical with apps these days for that kind of experience. And it also teaches people a little bit how to use the app in like a friendly, relaxed way.
So everybody gets an individual start.
Yeah, part of the idea with this project is that we've got these an enormous amount of content that we want to give to our visitors, and we want to be able to give it all at once, but for this application we want to make it feel like it's a really small personal experience to begin with, and then they slowly explore the whole constellation, which in this case would be all of the content now.
Let's see where it leads me. All right. Oh, there's a very beautiful start screen that tells me that I can discover unexpected connections between movies, shows, video games, and art. All right. I start with a constellation about horror movies. All right. What does it show me? Of course, the alien costume. I won't talk about it too much in detail, just to give an idea about what I'm doing. I click on the alien. There's a little information on the alien costume. And from that on, I learned something about the Dracula movie from 1931. There is a lot to discover that's very beautifully made. From the prototyping lab last year till now, a lot has happened. And
since now the first visitors are coming to our exhibition space and it's becoming more and more loud, we will change our room and go to a more silent seminar room. Since we are in a museum with a lot of visiting groups from schools, we have a little bit of background noise here as well. So remembering what we saw earlier at the exhibition on my phone screen with the story about the alien, story about the Dracula movie, that was very well designed, it looked very smooth. What has to happen before it gets there? Look, it looks so easy when I use it, but I think it's rather complex to get there.
Yeah, so with that prototype, we use a tool called Figma, which is a wireframing kind of visualization tool. What was images or JPEGs all linked together to make it feel like a real experience, like a clickable experience, but it's not coded, so there's no code that went into that particular next state. But to get there, we go through quite a lot of creative and conceptual workshops with all the teams, so ACME team and DFF. We developed a design and concept brief about what we wanted the scope to be and what we wanted the audience to feel and be able to do. Yeah, and then we come up with the design prototype.
What has brought you to the Constellation project?
So we at ACME in Melbourne have a Constellation experience and gallery already. And it's been a be able to engage our audiences to see connections between objects that they like in the museum with the rest of the media. And it felt like a really good opportunity to be able to extend that to other museums because it seems like something that a lot of collections and museums could benefit from. So to extend the project and make it more of a global experience.
Does it add something new to your work at ACME to work with another museum since you already started with Constellation and DFF came a little later? So what's in it for you?
Quite a lot, yeah. You know, ACME may be a bit further down the digital transformation path, but Germany and Europe have a great commitment to providing. And that's an enormous thing for a gallery. To provide that multi-language support.
And what are your jobs in the Constellation?
I'm the project lead from the ACME side, so I work really closely with Katarina on this side, who's the project manager of the whole thing. And so my role at ACME is head of experience, digital and insights, but in this project very much leading the team at ACME to do the development and the design of the experience and doing a lot of advisory work with DFF to help DFF on their digital transformation journey.
ACME, like DFF, is about film culture, but it's also about video games. And that's something you can relate to, Sam. What is your profession to do with video games?
I've always had an interest in them, and I did an undergrad in games design. I then started my software journey from there. I started learning how to program and all of that. And since then, I've looked for any jobs or any opportunities where I've been able to have, you know, both things, the design aspect, but also the software development aspect. And that ties in quite nicely with my role now at ACME, which makes it very interesting. You realize when you start to learn how to make these things that they're incredibly complex sometimes. And that can be quite interesting, I think. Interestingly, what ties all of it together and before you even start programming is just a love or an interest for developing the product and understanding what you're actually doing and why, and that extends to every person in our team.
Thank you, Lucy and Sam, for moving to another room once again, because the room where we were before was pretty noisy because the group outside actually they did a stop motion picture and they were moving chairs. Here we are now at the kitchen, which is an unusual space to make an interview, but it's cozy. And I'm sure we'll have a great time. And hopefully this is the last time we have to move. What needs to be done to really create a Constellation?
So for the DFF, really the prime thing to think about is how do you get the collections data? So in this case, I think it's Axial. How do you get that content through to the front end? And for that, the main product that we use and that we're developing with DFF right now is what we call an experience operating system, or XOS. This is a bit of software that lets people at the museum basically curate that data. First of all, import it from Axial or wherever it might be into XOS, and then using XOS, curate, edit, create the constellations, for example. In other words, provide all of the extra information, the extra linking, extra, you know, metadata in a way, that's required to then be able to deliver it to our visitors. That's why it's the experience operating system, because, yeah, relates to the experience.
The kind of data that we'd get from Excel might be the title, the provenance, the date of production, the producer, the maker, the dimensions, all of that kind of stuff that the museum needs to be able to conserve and preserve and present it. But then once it gets into a public database or a public collection, there might be some other information that we need to help contextualize it within the story we're trying to tell. And then there might be some related links to external organizations, or we also pull things in from external sources, so Wikipedia or Wikidata or the Internet Movie Database or the Games Database. So we've got the opportunity with this middleware software to pull in things from all other places so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time, because a lot of this knowledge is known, it's out there on databases already, and we don't want to have to do all that labor internally if we can just take it from open source places ourselves.
So Constellation allows me to navigate through all this data in a very user-friendly way, but what do you do that I don't get lost and I don't end up endlessly scrolling from one object to another?
So we do a lot of thinking around the user experience, and we do journey mapping, so visitor journey mapping, to understand what you as a user would be doing at each stage of your interaction with the app. So you might come into onboarding, and you might be feeling like it's quite an unfamiliar experience because you haven't done it before. So we want to put sort of scaffolding in place and signposts in place to help you understand the options of where you could go. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the next stage and you've got a mission in mind or a task in mind or something that you might be enjoying doing. We just want to make it as frictionless as possible for you. So that's what we do in the design stage, and we map all of that out and we do wireframing and then we test that, and that's kind of the stage we're in at the moment. We've got the prototype and we've done our best guess with all our expertise and the agency we're working with, Grumpy Sailor, and then we're really now trying to see if it works and if it's a viable product.
Which feedback did you get so far from the visitors who came to the prototyping lab?
We got quite positive responses. What you can never tell before you start this process is, will they get the concept? Mm-hmm. We're so into it because we've been working on it for years and with DFF for some time as well. So we found quite positive results, especially for something that's so exploratory.
Yeah, so we've got a few more days of testing with visitors, and then we'll be pulling all of the data together and all of our insights and developing, kind of interpreting the data to form insights. And yeah, then we make the improvements to the designs, and then we move into development.
Is there anything that you never thought of now that you got the feedback have to change completely, or do you see no, we're on the right track, it's just a little adjustments?
I think it's mostly little adjustments. As Sam said, I think the concept's really sound and visitors got it. Another thing that came up for us that was very unexpected was around language, in terms of addressing people in Germany informally or formally, which we don't have in English. And so we had a really interesting conversation yesterday with the DFF team around, I guess, the consequences of both and who you might be turning off by doing either approach and how we will find a solution to that. So that's something that we still need to unpick a bit.
When I think about Constellation as a visitor, my first question would be like, okay, what does it add to my experience at the museum? Maybe I want to go to the museum to leave all my electronic stuff outside and to be just in the moment without my smartphone. And then the constellation is like, oh, use your smartphone for the museum. What do you tell a visitor who's like maybe skeptical about walking through the exhibition with their smartphone in their hands?
They don't need their phone until afterwards, when they're home, or they might be on the train home, and they're kind of having those questions that we all have after we've been somewhere. Like every time I watch a film, I'm like, oh, where was that costume from, or what's that actor doing next, or where was that particular scene set in Italy? I'd love to go there. And you have all these questions and you often jump on Google. We want to be that kind of thing. We want to be that kind of advisor, I guess, on what you might watch next, or what you might watch again with some different knowledge, and we want to kind of be able to help you get to that point and discover some more things. We can help inform people's choices around what to watch and be that sort of trusted advisor from a cultural institution that has curators and experts in this area, rather than perhaps, you know, a commercial outlet giving you advice around this sort of thing. So
ideally, a visitor comes to the museum, finds something interesting, gets a recommendation on what to watch next, and then from that movie gets another idea that leads the person back to the museum at some other time. And
so we know that it's not going to be like a really quick turnaround in terms of a repeat visit, but I think it's really nice to think of the constellation experience or the web experience as something that people can more easily go back to regularly, and then it might prompt another physical visit, but that's not the aim of it, I guess. But it will definitely raise awareness to things you might have missed or what else is happening, and keep you connected with the museum.
You can also like track what objects are people most interested in. I mean, can you see how often a person scans a particular object and wants to know what's related to that object? How do you deal with this data? And does it allow you to make like a profile of a person? And am I still an anonymous visitor, or do I have to worry about what happens to my data?
I can definitely say that is anonymous, and that is that's built into the core system. And we tend to find that most of the insights that you want anyway can be anonymous.
And when you came to Frankfurt, you came here to work on the project as a programmer, as an architect, and the design architect. But you also came here as visitors to the DFF as well. What did you find at the DFF that was maybe intriguing or you didn't expect?
Yeah, there's just some wonderful collection items. Like, the collection is so amazing, and we're going out to the archive this afternoon, so really excited to go a little bit deeper and see the collection more broadly, and some of the ways that they theme the exhibition as well, and they help visitors understand where to go with the wayfinding on the floor. I find really interesting as a technique that we could use back at ACME. So yeah, we've learnt some things. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah, I think the same thing. I love the storytelling aspect of the main exhibition. It's been great, especially since this project is so much about storytelling as well. Yeah, it's been great.
Thank you for listening to our newest episode of Alles ist Film, Everything is Film. And in the show notes, you will find the links to our other podcasts about the Constellation Project.